your thoughts are, your reaction to this.
Well, you know, we weren't happy with what Rob Bishop had proposed in his proposal because it was so drastically different from San Juan County's proposal. And I have no idea what the details are. I just hear the same things that you hear, probably secondhand from the media themselves. So you know more about it than I do. But yeah, I'm not happy with the 1.35 at all, and wasn't happy with the PLI's. What was it, at 1.4 or something? So.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was 1.4. What,
yeah.
I mean, so the president's making this declaration. I think that a lot of the congressional delegation has already said, well, we'll just undeclare it here in a few weeks. Is that what you anticipate happening, or where do you think this is going to go?
You know, it's one of those things that's just so far out of our area of control. And we've said that from the beginning as a county. That, you know, if the president is inclined to use the Antiquities Act in this way, it's really out of our hands. I'd love to see, you know, a President Trump come in and reverse it, and not just reverse it, but to clean up all of the dysfunctional land use things that are in place over the last two decades. It's just, it's really not functional because they don't follow the laws. They don't follow their own rules. And yeah, it'd be great to see them reverse this, clean things up. Let's get back to something that is based on science rather than on politics. So,
you know, a lot of people are saying, well, there's the other side to this, too, which I'm sure would be celebrating this declaration.
Yeah.
Your main opposition to this, is it economic development? Is it the fact that somebody back in Washington is determining what should happen to this land, even though it is federal land? What is your main opposition to this?
Well, it's more along the lines of the latter. You know, the counties are subunits of the state of Utah. The state has some jurisdiction. We get our authority from the state, and we don't need the federal government to come and manage us and manage things here. But at the same time, you know, I'm the first one to acknowledge that they own a tremendous amount of land, and they've got responsibilities to manage it properly. But the problem is they're in collusion with environmental groups, the big groups, and they seem to be willing follow that agenda, which is really troubling to those people who, you know, live close to this public land and use it and have used it, have existing rights to use it, and agreements that go back generations. And it's troubling when the federal government takes away things that belong to the people. We're not saying the land belongs to us, but we do have rights that do belong to us, grazing rights and mineral rights and a bunch of other use rights for that property. So that's what's frustrating is it's just disregarding people's actual interest in that land.
Okay. Is there anything, Phil, at this point you'd like to add? I mean, I'm guessing you're thinking this will be undone here in the next little while.
That's my hope. That's certainly my hope, and that's what we are kind of hanging our hat on at this point.
I'm sure I've driven past it or through it in many times and never thought, oh, this is where the Bears Ears, you know, monument would be.
Well, if we're talking about the monument, by the time you get to Monticello, you would have been driving adjacent to it for 40 miles and have about 80 miles still to drive on Highway 191 before you get to the south end of it. So,
okay.
But Bears Ears itself is, you know, if I look out my window here in Blanding, it's about 16 miles as the crow flies. Due west of Blanding.
Okay, so it would be west of the highway there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, but we'll be in Monticello, so you don't see it from Monticello, but you see the monument because the Bozeman would have taken in all of the Bajo Mountains. But you'll be driving next to it all the way once you cross the border into San Juan County.